Hi there, I'm Craig Anderson and welcome to this Clan Chat Short, bringing you another interview from Glasgow Clan. In this one, I chatted to the brand new signing, Sean Robertson, who has joined the club from French side Briançon and is fully on board to help the club in their push for the playoffs. He's 29, Canadian and looking forward to his new challenge as he revealed the influences behind his move to Glasgow and what he'll bring to the team. So let's introduce him to you now, Purple Army. This is Sean Robertson. First of all, Sean, welcome to the Glasgow Clan. A bit of a late signing for the fans to enjoy. How much are you looking forward to coming to the UK and getting started in your career with Glasgow?
Oh, I'm super excited. Like I said, I've heard nothing but great things from Glasgow. I've had all my friends that have played there before in previous years say nothing but fantastic things about the city and about the organization and the fans especially. Just really excited to get there and get things going and hopefully go on a bit of a tear here and help this team get into the playoffs and get on a bit of a run. So it'll be awesome.
As we were discussing before we started recording, there's always a connection between yourself and other players. You've maybe played with them in the past or people you know. Who's helped you out on this one?
Yeah, I know Jordan Haywood. Him and myself, we go back about 10 years now, so we're kind of dating ourselves a little bit here. But we started playing junior hockey together in Victoria and then in the BCHL and actually got together again in college hockey there at Merrimack College for a bit, and obviously that was about 5 years ago now. And I know a couple guys. I played a little bit with Scott Tansky and Noel Laporte in Reading and in Florida there in the East Coast Hockey League. So I'm excited to see those guys again. And obviously when I talked to Jordan about it, we were kind of laughing. It's funny how things come full circle, and it's either he's either following me around, or I think I'm following him around a little bit. So I think it's probably me following him around a little bit more.
And of course, that must help with the settling in process, the fact that there's guys in that locker room you already know from your previous experiences too.
Yeah, for sure. I think that'll help for sure. A little more comfortable for me, especially just being the new guy. Like you said, I know it's a little bit of a late signing with around 15 or 16 games left. It's a big thing to kind of get team chemistry, especially for a guy like myself, you know, coming in late and trying to just do what I can to help the team, move forward and get the results that we're looking for to get to the playoffs. And, I'm more concerned what Jordan Knowles has been telling me is that it's a really welcoming group. The guys are, at the end of the day, it's all hockey and, you know, we're all there for the same goal to hopefully win a championship or get to the playoffs. And it should be a great time.
Now, I'm looking at your Elite Prospects page right now. It says you're 6'1", you're a defenseman. So what will you bring to the Glasgow Clan team?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm a simple defenseman. Obviously, I don't like to take care of my own end, for sure. I like to, do whatever I can to help the team win. A bit of a character guy, I like to say, as far as blocking shots and trying to make sure, not getting scored on around the ice. And I like to jump in offensively whenever I can, chip in when I can, but I'm not too... too reckless or toe drag specialist or anything like that. So for me, it's whenever the opportunity arrives to kind of help out offensively, that's when I like to jump in. But for me, just doing the simple things and making sure, I compete every night and do the things that, the non-pretty stuff that hopefully helps the team to win.
And of course, the good news for the Clan fans is you will be here for the weekend to take on Manchester with Jordan, of course, your good friend. He's missing for the rest of the season through injury, and Travis Earhart missing on international duty as well. So you'll be thrown straight in at the deep end.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, especially in the game of hockey. Sometimes it's better just to hit the ground running because it requires less thinking. You just kind of get thrown into it, and then there's at the end of the day, it's the same game we've been playing since we were young, and. There's no better way than getting, like exactly what you said, just jumping right into it and feeling the atmosphere in Glasgow and being on a team that's being on a new team and being the new guy, having now that excitement and a little bit of nervousness, but you use that to your advantage and like I say, hopefully perform well on Saturday. And like I said, for me, I'm pretty excited to get things going on Saturday and it should be a lot of fun for me.
Now, as I say, you're currently playing in France. The team, forgive the pronunciation here, is it Briançon?
Briançon, yeah.
How's the season gone for you so far?
It's like I said, it's not as we talked before. It hasn't been the what I thought it would be. That's for sure. For our team, it's been a bit of a struggle this year. It's been If anything that you could have thought going into the season has been the exact opposite, to be honest. It's been unfortunate, but for me, I'm really happy to have this brand new opportunity, especially with this organization coming to Glasgow to kind of give me a little kickstart and a little bit rejuvenated energy to, get back in the swing of things and get back to a competitive nature and get some more wins under my belt and be on a team that's looking to achieve some great things for a season rather than kind of just, what I've gone through before in Breon Song, which has been unfortunate. But, just looking forward and hopefully I know it'll be a lot better than what it's been so far when I get to Glasgow, that's for sure.
And, of course, you have spent the last couple of seasons in France. Was a move to the UK ever a possibility for you in the past?
Yeah, I think, it'll be different. For me, it'll be the first time ever being over here in Europe where I've had the opportunity to go to a nice place, go to a nice country where you speak English is the first language, so that'd be kind of nice to switch over a little bit for me and get accustomed to the culture over there. And obviously it's kind of funny, my family roots, since I'm a Robertson, I guess I got a lot of family roots in Scotland area, so it'd be kind of nice to rekindle those and learn some stuff over there and get to experience a brand new adventure for me.
Now, I dare say when you've been doing your due diligence ahead of your move here, you would have heard all about the Purple Army. What do you say to them? What's your first message to them as you get ready to come to Scotland?
Oh, just I'm excited to get there. I'm chomping at the bit. I'm really looking forward to meeting them and hopefully performing well and showing them that I'll be wearing the purple clan colors proudly and wearing them the right way, and I'm looking forward to meeting them all and just basically kind of just getting things going and help a team and help the organization and help the community get to stay positive and get into a playoff run. And like I said, excited to meet them all, and like I said, I'm just waiting to get there, that's all.
That was the voice of new signing Sean Robertson, who will be in the lineup for this Saturday's crunch game with Manchester Storm. Get your tickets for it now by heading over to the Clan website, clanihc.com, and check out the debut of our brand new player. That's all from this Clan Chat short. My thanks to Sean for joining us, and don't forget to check out the new edition of Clan Chat this week, featuring the best of Matt Haywood's testimonial. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Audioboom, and each new episode will land in your device automatically. I'm Craig Anderson, and I'll be back soon with another edition of Clan Chat. Bye for now.